Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The country surrounded by the discussion around guns and gun violence after two mass shootings, one in El Paso, Texas, one in Dayton, Ohio, especially the one in El Paso, tinged with a manifesto from the shooter that echoes, as many have confirmed, what the president has been saying about immigrants. The president came out yesterday, condemned bigotry, did not call for major new gun laws, cited video games and mental health in his address. The Washington Post this morning, Alan asked the question, will he now lead on this?
Well, I don't know what he's going to do. I do know that the study in hypocrisy is just unbelievable. Here's a guy who sets up the entire racist rant that this country has now undergone in order to get reelected as president and to go to his base. And he has the incredible gall to go before the American people and condemn the very racism which he is responsible for. And I think that most people saw it. The idea, will he lead? Lead on what? Is he going to stop doing what he's been doing? Is he going to renounce his terrible words, which called Mexicans rapists and talked about people from a-hole countries? So he's going to turn around now? People are expecting him to lead? Look, two things have happened that are remarkable yesterday. First of all, the markets have fallen precipitously, probably based on the fact that, once again, the president has embarked on a winner-take-all approach with China. China is manipulating its currency, and the president is obviously reeling from the fact that, you know, at one point it looked like the market was going to fall 1,000 points. It went down into the 700s, but still a huge day, one of the worst in history. Secondly, the president said about guns that he was now willing to do background checks. But as usual, he said, he wants it tied to immigration, which freaked out some of his colleagues in the White House, which knew that that wasn't going to play well with the American people because this immigration thing has gotten to be so crazy. On the one hand, he's talking about all Americans coming together, and he's the guy who is setting the very tone which has led to all of this. It was a terrible day for the president.
As Politico points out, the GOP and lawmakers are sticking with the president and the NRA. And of course, the other player here is Mitch McConnell, Alan.
Mitch McConnell fell down and hurt his shoulder in his home, apparently. He is, of course, the apologist in chief for this president, along with Lindsey Graham, who every once in a while goes the other way, but really is right up there with McConnell. We have a Supreme Court that is there because McConnell refused to let democracy prevail and let Obama have his choice of a Supreme Court justice, which would have made things very different. We have seen again and again McConnell step in. You know, when Joe McCarthy was asked, have you no shame? The standard was set for people with no shame in this country, and this president has none.
And 31 people now dead in these last two mass shootings.
And it's unfortunate, but I think, David, we're going to see that this is going to be something that we will see again and again and again in this country until something is done. It is now incumbent on everybody to start putting pressure where it deserves to be. You know, the idea that you would have a gun in your house to protect yourself against criminals, and you see the results of all of these guns, it's just unbelievable.
And of course, the Democrats want to defeat the president. And the conversation you had with Governor Cuomo was quite interesting yesterday. You have been saying that the Democrats have been participating in a circular firing squad. He echoed those remarks, and he said the criticism of Obama, quote, pathetic. He really was angry with the Democrats and how they behaved in the debates.
Well, you know, my feeling about these debates are it just shows the incredible selfishness of the Democratic candidates as they go after Joe Biden, or so many of these people who think that the breakout moment will be at another Democrat's expense, when the main thing that ought to be happening right now is an approach in which we look towards getting rid of a president who is elected by a minority of the people. There is something very wrong in this country which says it's exporting democracy, lectures other countries, and yet elects a president with fewer votes than the opponent. Think about that for a moment, folks. It's really unbelievable. If the Senate goes Democratic, and it might be time to start taking a look at some amendments to the United States Constitution.
Well, and you didn't let the governor off the hook yesterday either. You sounded like caught him a bit off guard on the issue of pre-audits. This has to do with the controller, Tom DiNapoli, which the power of the governor and state legislature stripped from him, this ability to pre-audit contracts. And just to give our listeners a heads up, we'll be speaking with Tom DiNapoli for this week's Capital Connection.
We will. Tom DiNapoli is the controller. In the Constitution, the controller is supposed to do audits. This governor and the legislature, goodness knows why, took away his pre-audit function on certain things that were being given out by the government. It was just wrong. I've called the governor on it. I've written articles about it. It was indefensible. The governor has said that he's agreed with DiNapoli that he would get his pre-audit function back. There are those people who feel that if there had been that pre-audit function, then some of Cuomo's close associates who are now in jail would not have ever reached that stage if the audit had gone forward. When I asked the governor about it and why it hadn't happened yet, even though he had agreed to give them back these powers, he said, I know nothing about it. Well, I thought that was weak, to be honest with you. And I said to him in no uncertain terms, you're a guy who is known for how closely you follow virtually everything. So there you are. It is something that needs to be done, and it needs to be done right now.
Well, tune in Thursday afternoon at 3 to find out what Tom DiNapoli thinks, the state controller of New York. Alan Chartok with us. Thank you.
Thank you, David.